June 17, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God, an everlasting covenant. Opening prayer. Father, open my heart as well as my mind as I read your words today. Read Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 through 17. God's covenant with Noah. Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. The fear and dread of you will fall on all the beasts of the earth and on all the birds in the sky, on every creature that moves along the ground, and on all the fish in the sea. They are given into your hands. Everything that lives and moves about will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything. But you must not eat meat that has its lifeblood still in it. And for your lifeblood, I will surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from every animal, and from each human being, too. I will demand an accounting for the life of another human being. Whoever sheds human blood, by humans shall their blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made mankind. As for you, be fruitful and increase in number, multiply on the earth and increase upon it." Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "I now establish my covenant with you, and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth." So God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth." Reflect. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Take a moment to pause and thank God for his everlasting commitment to you. As we continue our reflections on the opening chapters of the Bible, we can observe various rhythms or patterns emerging that reveal more of how God interacts with his people. Having offered sacrificial worship to God, Noah and his family experience God's blessing in return. With clear echoes of the mandate given to Adam, Noah is directed to multiply his family to inhabit the earth. God gives Noah clear direction regarding blood. The reference to blood is a thread that runs throughout the biblical narrative. This is because blood represents the life of a being, whether human or animal, and when blood is poured out, life is poured out. God confirms his commitment to living beings by promising never to flood the entire world again, and he marks this with a rainbow. Interestingly, we see this set in the clouds as a remembrance to God of the promise made. However, as with the thought offered yesterday, this reference to remembrance isn't about jogging God's memory, but rather confirming his inclination toward us. The only other mentions of a rainbow in the Bible are found in the context of the enthroned glory of God. This can serve as a reminder that, despite God's astonishing sovereign glory and power, we can be confident of his faithfulness to his covenant promises. So, when you next fix your eyes on a rainbow in the sky and wonder if you should reach for an umbrella or your sunglasses, take a moment to pause and thank God for His everlasting faithfulness. Apply. How about making a conscious effort today to identify signs of God's blessing upon you and our world? When you identify them, offer Him thanks. Closing prayer. Everlasting Lord, whenever I see a rainbow, remind me of the promises that are mine as you reign now and throughout eternity.